Your inner critic, where it comes from and how to manage it. The echoes of upbringing often reverberate into adulthood, shaping how we perceive ourselves and navigate the world. The inner critic, that internal voice capable of fostering self-doubt and negative self-talk, can often find its roots in early experiences and interactions with our parents. In this article, we delve into the parents' role in their adult child's negative inner critic, examining the potential origins, impact, and strategies for fostering a more compassionate self-narrative. To watch the extended YouTube version of this article, click the link below. Unraveling the origins of your inner critic. Number one, learned patterns, models of behaviour. Children are keen observers. They learn by observing the behaviours and attitudes exhibited by their parents. If a parent regularly engages in self-critical or negative self-talk, the child will likely internalise these patterns, paving the way for developing their inner critic. If you speak negatively about yourself around your own children, you may want to consider modifying that behaviour. Children do not respond to "don't do as I do as I say." Children subconsciously absorb everything they see and hear. They don't have any other external references and will repeat what they see you say and do, even if you tell them not to. It all happens in the subconscious. Number two, parental expectations and external standards. Parents often convey expectations and standards for their children. While constructive guidance is essential for growth, unrealistic or perfectionistic expectations can instill a fear of falling short, contributing to a harsh inner critic in adulthood. I see this in many clients. When I investigate where their inner critic comes from, it can derive from unrealistic expectations of parents, often because of their own unmet needs and emotional immature parents. Number three, conditional love and approval. If a child's sense of worth becomes closely tied to achievements or meeting parental expectations, they may develop a relentless inner critic that equates self-worth with success. A fear of disappointing parents can fuel negative self-talk. It can also create people-pleasing tendencies and the fawn stress response. People-pleasing starts with parent-pleasing. Number four, critical parenting styles. Authoritarian parenting styles characterized by strict rules and high expectations can foster an inner critic in children who feel pressure to meet stringent standards. Neglectful parenting marked by emotional unavailability, attachment theory also comes into things here, and I probably need to do an article and video on that, can lead to a lack of self-worth. Number five, direct criticism. I work with many people who had difficult childhoods, who were told point blank repeatedly that they were useless, would never amount to anything, were stupid, ugly, incompetent. Well, you get the picture. The voices of those abusers, which is what it is, it's abuse, become their inner critic into adulthood. Unless we're aware of it and take steps to change it, what we hear about ourselves and the world around us as children remains our inner voice long after we've grown up. The impact on us as adults. Number one, self-doubt and perfectionism. Adult children of parents who cultivated a harsh inner critic may struggle with self-doubt and perfectionism. The fear of making mistakes or falling short of expectations can contribute to persistent negative self-talk. Number three, impaired self-esteem. Internalizing parental criticism can lead to a diminished sense of self-esteem. Adult children may carry the weight of past criticisms, affecting their confidence and self-worth. Number four, difficulty setting boundaries. If a parent's love or approval is conditional during childhood, adult children may struggle with setting boundaries. The fear of disappointing others can lead to overcommitment and self-neglect. Number five, relationship challenges. The internalized inner critic can impact relationships, fostering self-doubt and making it challenging for adults to trust in authenticity of connections. They may fear rejection or judgment. Transforming the inner critic into an ally. Number one, reframe mistakes as learning opportunities. Foster a growth mindset by reframing mistakes as opportunities for learning and improvement. Recognize that setbacks are a natural part of the journey toward mastery. Number two, cultivate self-awareness. Create a reflective practice. Regularly reflect on your thoughts and emotions. Developing self-awareness allows you to notice when the inner critic arises and empowers you to choose a more compassionate response. I've mentioned the power of journaling in other videos and articles. It's clinically proven to have massive beneficial effects on our physical and mental health. Writing down what's bothering you helps your brain process things in a way that only talking to others comes close to. Number three, express gratitude for achievements. Using gratitude is another science-backed tool for creating positivity. Acknowledge and express gratitude for your achievements, no matter how small. Celebrating successes helps counteract the tendency to focus solely on perceived shortcomings. There are lots of different ways you can practice gratitude. Number one, write down three things you're grateful for each morning. Choose different things each day. Number two, before you go to sleep, look back on your day, hour by hour, and pick out all the things you're grateful for. It's a great way to give your brain something positive to focus on while you sleep. Number three, create a gratitude jar. Every time something you're grateful for happens, write it down and put it in the jar. On days when you're feeling less resourceful, empty out the jar and get reading to improve your mood. This is a great one to do with the kids. One point to remember with gratitude is that you have to feel the emotion of gratitude, not just go through the motions. The wrap up. Taming the inner critic requires a conscious and ongoing effort to reshape self-talk and foster self-compassion. By understanding the origins of the inner critic, recognizing its impact, and implementing practical strategies for transformation, you can shift from self-criticism to self-empowerment. In addition, breaking the cycle for future generations involves conscious parenting practices, prioritizing emotional well-being and resilience. Ultimately, the journey toward a more compassionate inner narrative is a continuous process of self-discovery, healing, and cultivating a nurturing and empowering self-dialogue. As you embark on this transformative journey, remember that self-compassion is not a destination, but a practice, an ongoing commitment to treating yourself with kindness and understanding you deserve. What next? In the extended YouTube version of this article, I discuss 8 ways to nurture a compassionate self-narrative. Again, the link to watch will be below. If you do head over to YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss a thing. It seems like such a small, unimportant thing to do that many people don't bother. However, it's crucial for the algorithms to let YouTube know that the content is interesting so they send it out to more people. If you enjoy the content and would like to support me and my channel, hitting the like button, commenting and subscribing is the quickest, free and most simple way of doing so. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to get my weekly newsletter straight to your email inbox, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.